All right, let's go. Where are we going?
We got picks. It's conference championship weekend.
Tell us where we are, thou getting.
He tried to get away from doing that.
No, we're not getting away from that.
All right, so last week we had two extra games.
Yeah,
so we had 12 picks, and Alex was the first person this year to put up a 10 spot.
10-2.
He went 10-2. David, you went 9-3.
Yep, and lost another game too.
And I went 7-5.
Wow, you down there with Auburn. At least you went to a bowl game.
So I am officially double digits down on Alex. Alex leading at 79-33. I'm 69-43. And David, you sit 3 behind Alex and 7 ahead of me at 76-36.
We're hammering them home. I'm going to tell you, you're not doing bad.
And you were behind me by even more when we got to the bowls and then made it up.
And I will tell you this, though. He went 7-5 because he took a couple of chances last week, too. So I give you props for that. Where are we going first in these 9 conference games? Because if it's somebody that I don't care about.
You probably care about this one. It's one of the state teams. We got 3 teams from the state of Alabama competing on a conference championship weekend. The first one in the Conference USA, 9-3 Kennesaw State heads to 8-4 Jacksonville State. Jacksonville State does get to host this one at Amherst Stadium. This is a 6 p.m. Central Time kickoff on CBS Sports Network.
Tonight, right?
Tonight, yep.
Go first, Giddens. You can go first on this one.
I think I'm going to go with the running game of Jacksonville State. Cam Cook leads the FBS in rushing yards. And Charles Kelly had some doubts about him as a head coach, but he gets a conference championship in his first season. We'll go with the state team, Jacksonville State, winning the Conference USA title.
Bow.
I love Cam Cook. I love a running football team. They're just the old-fashioned Alabama teams, just running it over you, through you, around you, however they can do it. Kennesaw State, they're a newer program to Division I of FBS. I'm going to take Jacksonville State to win this.
I'm going cocky here. Give me Jacksonville State. I'm going to take them simply for 2 reasons. Number one, they're in-state school, and I'm going to take them for my boy Bubba. You know,
Bubba. Love me some Bubba.
Yeah, Bubba was a Jacksonville State guy. But I do believe they – but I will ask you this. Has either one of you ever been to Kennesaw, Georgia?
No.
Nope.
Nice place, man. Great campus there at that school. It's a great school. But I like Jacksonville State in this one tonight.
So we all go against the spread because Kennesaw is 2.5-point favorites in this one at Jacksonville State. But going with the home team, clean sweep. Next up, also 6 p.m. Central Time tonight on ESPN, another state team, the Troy Trojans, head to James Madison, ranked 25th in the college football playoff poll on Tuesday night. James Madison 11-1, and they're also 23.5-point favorites in this one. If James Madison wins and Duke wins the ACC title game, it looks like they'd be in line for a playoff spot. Do they get it done?
James Madison, where is this game?
This one's at James Madison.
I'm telling you, what is their mascot?
Are they James the Colonials?
James Madison or the Dukes?
The Dukes.
Give me the Dukes. I don't think Troy can hang around too long in this one on the road.
Yeah, I'd love to pick Troy being an in-state school. Love their campus. They've had some good football teams here and there, but James Madison's just so good. They've dominated a lot of the schedule, and they have one of the better quarterbacks for a non-Power 5 team.
All right, let me ask real quick. Who is Duke playing in the ACC championship game?
Duke's got Virginia.
And if Duke wins, James Madison's in the playoffs?
Yes. Highly likely, yes.
Provided that they win this game, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So now I'm going to go back to the discussion again. They said they will not penalize you for losing your championship game.
Yeah, but Duke is 7-5.
No, I'm talking about James Madison. If they lose and they're out, whether Duke wins.
But no, they're ranked behind.
They're behind Virginia and the American champion.
All I'm saying is they are their conference champion by record. And they're playing in a conference championship game. Forget the rankings. Forget no matter what happens between Duke and Virginia. If they lose to Troy, that's going to keep them out of the playoffs.
But they weren't in it to begin with.
They're not currently in a slot.
just saying, man. That's not
right. No, I think that the best thing for college football is to get in uniform with all other collegiate sports. If you win your conference, you're in the discussion to compete for a national championship. So I think all conference champions, no matter what their record is, they should be placed in a bracket to compete for a title. But that's a discussion for a different day. Currently, Virginia and the American champion would take the two bids that are still up for grabs for conference champions. So if Virginia wins, and no matter who wins the American championship, that would keep James Madison out. James Madison needs Virginia to lose.
All right. So you're taking James Madison.
Yeah, I think we're all taking James Madison.
Let's do two more.
All right. So next game up is that American championship, 7 p.m. Central Time on ABC. You've got the 24th ranked North Texas Mean Green, 11-1 on the season, playing at Yulman Stadium, Tulane. They're the 20th ranked team, 10-2 on the year. North Texas on the road, 2.5-point favorites.
Let Bauman go first on this one.
Tulane's had some moments this year where the offense has not looked pretty, and North Texas is the complete opposite. Drew Mestemaker and their running back, Caleb Hawkins, maybe one of the best 1-2 punches in the country at quarterback and running back. Their offense is just way too much for Tulane to handle, and I think North Texas gets this win.
I'm going Mean Green here because I think that Tulane, even though he's still there, they know he's gone.
Yeah, I mean, it's
too much disarray.
The boat is the same for both schools. You got Eric Morris on the way to Oklahoma State, and you got Sumrall, who's been really shopping himself around the last month, going to Florida.
But I'm going to say this. I'm like Bauman. I just think North Texas is the better football team.
Yeah,
coaches aren't going to carry one or throw a pass at all.
I mean, you look, they would essentially both be 11-1 teams if it wasn't for the fact that Tulane went outside the conference and played Ole Miss. If they played a schedule similar to North Texas, this would be equal. I think Tulane at home gets the job done. I'm also going to pick Tulane because you both picked North Texas, and I got to make up ground.
Whoa!
So
the green wave.
So we got to go with the green wave over the mean green.
Do you think there's going to be some green in the audience at that game?
Just a little bit.
All right. What's the fourth one?
Fourth one is the Mountain West Championship.
Oh, God.
7 p.m. Central Time on Fox, what will soon be a Pac-12 championship game in the upcoming years, although UNLV is actually sticking around in the Mountain West. They got a big payout to stay in that conference. 10-2 UNLV heads to Boise to take on the 8-4 Boise State Broncos. They were last year's darling in the playoff. This year not had quite the same season, but they could still win a conference championship, and they are 4-point favorites at home. Who you guys taking?
They're playing who?
UNLV's at Boise State.
Dan Mullen. This is kind of like two mules fighting over a dead turnip. Who really gives a fat rat?
There is a weird scenario where if Duke beats Virginia and if Troy beats James Madison, you could have UNLV if they win this game in the playoff.
Just for that purpose, give me Boise.
Just for that purpose.
Just for that reason.
I don't give a beep.
Boise State starting Maddox Madison. He's missed a large portion of the year. He's going to have to knock some rust off. And UNLV, not the team to do it. Dan Mullen's coaching this thing. He's got him rolling. I'm taking the Rebels.
UNLV does put up a lot of points, but I've just been very unimpressed with their game control all year. They allow every single team they play to keep it close with them, to score with them. With this game being at Boise State, give me the home team in this one as well. I'm going to go Boise State.
All right, there's four picks. How many are we doing on the flip side?
We'll have five picks for Saturday's slate, and those games might intrigue you just a little bit more, David.
All right, Giddens, we've selected four. Which one of these five is Wyoming and Purifoy? What championship?
Wyoming and Purifoy.
Yeah, which one?
Where is Purifoy University located?
That's in South Dakota.
South Dakota.
Yeah, somewhere.
All right. Well, that one is not being played. That's a mythical championship game.
Oh, you mean it's soccer?
No, it's not soccer. Soccer's definitely
real. Soccer is mythical.
No, it's a very, very real.
Too many daggum different things for soccer.
We will start with the first real championship game on Saturday, 11 a.m. Central Time on ABC, a rematch from the regular season. This one will take place at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. 11th-ranked BYU your favorite team, plays number four ranked Texas Tech. What a story they've been. Probably the best configured roster in one offseason in college football. They're playing at a high level right now, and they've been rewarded by being 12.5-point favorites in this game.
All right, I'm going to go first here on this one, okay? And I'm going to prove to you, I will make a bet with both of you guys right now. This is why college football and college sports needs to change when it comes to money. Texas Tech went out and bought the best team they could have. I will lay lunch down buying for both of you, as opposed to both of you buying, splitting one for me, that Texas Tech does not win the college football championship. What good does it do you, money-wise, if you don't win it all? But
well, they're going to get a lot of incentive money for making it this far.
But no, it's not like the NFL. But I'm going to ask you, do you think they win the college football championship?
They got a shot. I'm not gonna say they're the favorite.
Yes or no? If you had to pick right now, would you say
I'd pick the field?
Okay. What about you?
I pick the field.
Okay, that's what I'm picking too. But I will tell you, in this game, they're going to beat the piss out of BYU, and then they're going to beat them for pissing.
So you're going with Texas Tech?
Yeah, I'm going with Texas Tech, but I'm proving the fact that the NIL money and the transfer has made it so easy to build these power teams. But I'd be willing to bet you it's just like LeBron building a power team down there in Miami, you know, with Wade and Bosh. Oh, not six, not seven, not eight. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
How many win?
How many win, Bauman?
One.
They won two.
At Miami?
Yeah, one, two.
Okay, two. Not eight. It doesn't always work out that way. That's why they need to get rid of the money, NIL, and the transfer portal. I'm sorry.
Well,
I'm on my kick. Now I'm gone. Let's go.
Alex?
Texas Tech all the way. They have the best linebacker duo in the country in Jacob Rodriguez and David Bailey. And BYU has a freshman quarterback, Bear Bachmeyer. He hasn't made a lot of mistakes this year, but I think this is the game that finally catches up to him.
They're going
to
turn them loose on him.
Yeah. All the hype's about Jacob Rodriguez. He's been Heisman posing every game the second half of the season. I don't understand why the push hasn't been for David Bailey. His stats are way better. He should be the one that the university's focused on trying to get to New York. Don't think either one of them will, because we know how it is with the Heisman. It's all favored for offensive players, especially quarterbacks. Texas Tech as a team will do a lot of good things. Jacob Rodriguez and David Bailey will not go to New York, but Texas Tech does win this game. They made BYU's offense look anemic in that game earlier this year, and I don't think much changes.
Nope. Who's second?
Obviously, the biggest game of the day, 11 a.m. Central Time on ESPN, from Ford Field in Detroit, Michigan. It'll be the Miami Redhawks, and no, that is not the team from South Florida. That is Miami, Ohio, taking on the Western Michigan squad out of Kalamazoo.
You go first.
Western Michigan's 2.5-point favorites.
You go first on this one.
I'm going to go with Western Michigan. Western Michigan is going to win the game.
What is their mascot?
The Broncos. I think it's the Mustangs, maybe. I don't know. That tells you how much you know about Western Michigan.
We'll go with Western Michigan. The Bronco Mustangs get it done.
Who are you going with, Bauman?
Miami, Ohio had their starting quarterback quit at the middle of the season.
And he still made the conference championship.
Kind of like what I did on the soccer segment.
Yeah, he quit.
I just quit.
Because he's preparing for the NFL draft. That was the reason he quit.
And where will he be drafted?
To the CFL.
Thank you.
I'm taking Western Michigan.
I hope you will have a big parka up there, dude, to wear.
Was that Daquan Finn?
Yeah.
Daquan Finn, baby.
And I don't know whether they're the Broncos or the Mustangs, but I'm taking the horses. I'll go with
the Colts.
When y'all were supposed to pick the Redhawks?
No.
Anything red is not good.
Maybe we'll differ on this next game. We'll go to 3 p.m. Central Time on ABC. Yes, it is the SEC Championship game from Atlanta, Georgia, the third-ranked Georgia Bulldogs. Who's that coming down the track?
Make them turn around and go back.
Precisely. And the ninth-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide. Does Alabama not make the playoff if they lose this game?
I don't want to start that discussion.
We'll be here all day.
You said all year long. They are not going to keep you out of the conference or out of the playoffs if you lose your conference championship game. Alabama's in the playoffs, whether they win or lose. I don't care what
win or lose.
I don't care what anything else happens in the college football this weekend. Alabama's in the playoffs, win or lose. I'll let Bauman go first here. I know where he's going, but I'll let him go first.
I'm picking with my heart here. I'm going to take the Crimson Tide. Georgia's offense did not look good at all against Georgia Tech last week. Gunnar Stockton looked abysmal. If they didn't have the running game, I think Georgia Tech would have pulled that off. Alabama didn't look great last week either, but I have a lot more trust in Alabama's defense to force the necessary turnovers to beat Georgia.
It's not really picking with your heart because history says that Alabama's going to win this football game.
What do you say?
I think Georgia's a very strange team where they kind of just play to whatever the opponent does. If the opponent's a defensive-minded team, they get into a dogfight with them. If the opponent wants to light up the scoreboard, Georgia does the same thing as well. So I'm going to go with Alabama in this game to win because unless Georgia's playing them in the national championship, Georgia doesn't know how to beat Alabama.
All right. Who was Alabama's running back that was hurt going into the Iron Bowl?
Jam Miller. No, he got hurt in the Iron Bowl. Jam Miller got hurt in the Iron Bowl.
Going into?
Kevin Riley. He broke his jaw.
Thank you. All right. So is he playing or no?
No. It's going to be Daniel Hill and A.K. Deere.
See, this is what bothers me with Alabama. They got a lot to figure out here because Jam Miller's not playing and Riley's not playing. I just believe that Kirby Smart, his last name is that name for a reason. He's going to dial up some defense that's going to cause some problems for Ty Simpson.
Because he doesn't look good right now.
Because Alabama is not going to run the football tomorrow. But this probably will be the first time I'll ever say this. Give me the Tide. There's just something about the SEC championship game, something about Ty Simpson that he gets it done. It may not look pretty. It may be ugly. But I will never pull for Georgia. Now, did I say that I was pulling for Alabama tomorrow? No.
I don't want to. I'm not going to watch the game.
I'm not going to watch it either. I could care less.
I'm tired of Georgia and Alabama.
Me too.
As an Auburn fan, I'm absolutely tired of this.
I'm sick of it. Someone else wants some games. Thing. And hopefully we're doing something about it. That's by the I'm new saying. Coach that we Do hired this week.
I mean, my goodness, Texas A&M was undefeated heading into the last game of the season, and yet the tiebreakers allow for them not to make the title game. I just wanted to see some other team besides Alabama and Georgia in the SEC title game.
There again, everybody talked about how easy Texas A&M's route was SEC-wise. That's why they're not in this game. How much harder was Alabama's?
Harder.
Let's be honest. No, they played Georgia on the road. Auburn on the road. Auburn's a 5-6 football team.
I mean, Alabama had to beat Vandy.
Vandy. They did not play Ole Miss.
Missouri on the road. South Carolina on the road.
Hold on. You're talking about the bottom rung of the SEC now. They never played Ole Miss. They never played Texas. They played Georgia on the road, and they played Vandy at home.
And Oklahoma.
At home. That's not the hardest schedule either is what I'm saying. I know they penalized Texas A&M. If you really want to, and I would never say anything good about Georgia, but Georgia probably had the hardest way to get there than anybody. They played Alabama, Auburn, Ole Miss, Texas, and Tennessee. And, of course, Alabama played Tennessee. But still, I'm just saying.
I mean, I think they're pretty comparable.
But I'm not me. I just don't think
Alabama. Georgia didn't have to play Vandy.
I know, but I'm just saying that I don't think Alabama's route was that much harder than Texas A&M's. That's all I'm saying.
I think it was. No. Texas A&M played legitimately the bottom half of the SEC.
And Texas A&M and Ole Miss
and who is the bottom half
easier.
Of the SEC?
Kentucky, Auburn, Arkansas, Missouri.
Mississippi State.
Alabama played a lot of those teams too. You know?
South Carolina too.
And South Carolina. And I understand Alabama played Vandy in a year that Vandy's better than they ever have been. All right, let's move on. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get off that, but I'm like going 11-0 and losing to your arch rival and not making, you know, I hate to say it, but if you'll remember back to the kick six in 13, what would have happened if Alabama had won that game? They go to Atlanta instead of us. They go to the national championship game instead of us.
And the thing is, you can do what the Mountain West does. They don't rank based on record. They use a BCS type of ranking to pick their championship.
This ranking is for hogwash. It means nothing. Tell me who was the number one ranked team going into the year. Ohio State, who was ranked number two?
No, it was Texas and Penn State, 1 and 2.
And where is Texas now? Hoping just to get in the playoffs.
I don't think they're going to do it.
Where was Florida State?
Where was
Florida? They were ranked 12th in the country to start the season.
I love the inconsistency of the committee to have Notre Dame ahead of Miami, even though Miami holds the head-to-head, but then they put Texas ahead of Vandy for winning head-to-head when Vandy has one less loss.
I get
and it. Arguably not. I mean, I'd say Texas' resume in terms of wins is a little bit better, but Vandy's is pretty good
where
too.
Where was Vandy ranked at the beginning of the season?
Unranked.
Nowhere. That's my point. How many more we got?
Two more.
Let's do it quick. Talking of rankings, this is as good as it gets. Big Ten championship game.
I'll take first on this
7 right p.m. Central Time on Fox. Number one, Ohio State. Number two, Indiana. The only two undefeated teams left in college football. Ohio State is a 4.5-point favorite.
Give me the Acorns.
Old Buckeyes.
Yep.
Indiana hasn't played a team like Ohio State
exactly
all year.
That's exactly right.
Ohio State hasn't played a team like Indiana all year.
They played Texas. They played Michigan. They played Penn State. I know
that Texas team to start the year is not the Texas team now.
I don't care. They held Texas to 10 points. That defense of Ohio State is not going to allow Indiana to do what they've been doing against Iowa and Rutgers and Northwestern.
I mean, if we're going to think the same way, then Alabama shouldn't even make the playoff for their loss to Florida State.
Okay, so I'm picking Ohio State. Are you going to go out on that limb?
I'm picking Ohio State, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't think Indiana's
there's the limb for you. You're taking up for your darling Indiana.
I made up ground earlier this year when you guys didn't believe in Indiana and picked Oregon to beat them, and Indiana went in there and won by 2 scores at Autzen.
Yeah, and we also gained the game on you when you thought Texas A&M was going to beat Texas.
Yeah, I did.
Come on.
And they had in the first half.
Get out there on that limb.
You know, Indiana is very, very good. They'll be underrated. Enough. If Indiana went and won the whole thing, people would claim that it wasn't right, and that they, you know, it's just a down year in college football, and I don't think at this point we look at the program name more so than the players and what they do, and a program like Indiana will never ever get respect in college football no matter what happens.
Rodney Dangerfield.
However, I think Ohio State is a better team, and I'm going to go with Ohio State to win this game.
Oh, you little darling.
He didn't want to go out on that limb, David.
I got to call it like I see it, and as good as Indiana is, I think Ohio State's just a bit better.
All right, I'm going to ask real quick. Let's choose the last game, and then I got one question at the end. Who's the next game?
Well, the last game is the most intriguing game of the day for me.
No.
7 p.m. Central Time on ABC. It's the ACC Championship game from Charlotte.
Woo-hoo!
You've got a rematch from a couple weeks ago. Duke heads to – or and at 7-5, Duke. 7-5 Duke in the ACC title game, and they don't have divisions. Duke was deemed one of the top two overall teams in a 17-team league at 7-5 because of their non-conference record. However, they play the 17th-ranked 10-2 Virginia Cavaliers, having one of the best seasons in program history. Virginia wins, they're in the college football playoff. Duke wins, and we got a lot of intrigue heading into the Sunday.
All right, I went first on the last two. You go first on this one, Giddens. Who are you taking?
When they played a couple weeks ago, I picked Duke to win this game. Virginia went out and won by, I think, 17. So give me Virginia.
I'm going Virginia, too. I'm going Cavaliers.
I really want Duke to win.
When Duke played Virginia, their drives were punt, 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 field goal, punt. That was their entire first half. I'm going the Cavaliers.
It's hard to beat a team twice, so I'm sure Duke's going to change some things up. I really, really, really want Duke to win.
I just think too.
Virginia wins a closer game than that last one.
All right, two things real quick before we get out of here. There should be no discussion on this Duke win, James Madison get in, Virginia win. What is Virginia's record?
10-2.
The ACC at Duke being 7-5 and playing in their conference championship deserves no team in the playoffs. I'm sorry. Forget Virginia, forget Virginia Tech, forget Miami, forget Florida State, all of it. If you've got a 7-5 team in your conference championship, you don't deserve, unless the other team's undefeated, you don't deserve anybody in the playoffs. That's my first rant. Second rant is this, and I'm going to ask you all a question, okay? And it shouldn't depend on score. But let's say Ohio State goes out and defeats Indiana like we all think they will. Does Indiana, how far do they drop? Do they still get a bye?
No, they'll host a playoff game,
I think. Yeah, they'd probably be like fifth.
And I think that's crooked.
I don't know. They'll either be fourth or fifth. If Alabama beats Georgia, it'll come down to Georgia or Indiana who gets the bye.
And I think that is crooked.
And I think they'll also – here's the thing that will happen, and I wish the transparency of a BCS system would just eliminate it, but they're going to avoid making rematches early. Like, they don't want Oklahoma and Alabama to play in the first round. They want Notre Dame and Texas A&M to play in the first round.
And I get that, but I'm talking about just the bye. I'm talking about just the first four.
So that's what I'm saying. If you got a matchup like where a 5-12 or a 6-11 could be a rematch, they could potentially put a team fourth to avoid that rematch.
No. You rank the top four, and then you rank the other eight accordingly to keep from rematching. All I'm saying is it's what Bauman says. If Georgia loses to Alabama, they've got three losses on the year.
Now Georgia will have two, won't they?
No, they have three. Don't they have three?
No, I think Georgia's only.
No, they have one.
Georgia, but you got a team right now that's undefeated in Indiana, even though I don't think they're as good as their ranking. That's just me. They're undefeated, and they lose in their conference championship, and you're going to move them from second in the country to having to host a playoff game the first week? I don't like that.
I think it depends on the way they lose.
And that's why I preface this by saying score shouldn't matter. But now if Ohio State goes out and beats them 49-3, they might need to be down there in fifth or sixth.
So I don't think you can drop Indiana below Oregon. No. So wherever Oregon is, Indiana has to be ahead of them.
That's my point. Didn't they play each other?
Yeah, and Indiana won.
Indiana's
only loss would be to the number one team in the country. So there's no way in any realm of possibility that Indiana will be below Oregon if they lose. And so wherever Oregon is, that's your benchmark.
And I got to be honest with you, if Georgia wins the SEC championship game tomorrow, what are you going to do with ranking them in Alabama? They split. Who's ahead of who?
Well, you still have – if Alabama beats Georgia –
If Georgia beats Alabama.
If Georgia beats Alabama, Georgia's 100% ahead of Alabama because Alabama would have three losses and Georgia would have one.
That one was to that team.
But then they made up the difference with splitting it, and then Alabama's got a loss to Florida State and a loss to Oklahoma.
Georgia's really got 1.5 losses. You need to count the Auburn game as a half a loss. They gypped us on that one. I'm sorry.
So does Alabama.
I mean, I get it. But
Alabama didn't fumble the football. The ref didn't fumble the football.
No, that's right.
I'm going to say this.
They sure did. The ref always fumbles the football, Alex.
The refs enabled Alabama to get close to score their last touchdown in which they made the play. Okay.
Oklahoma's got 2.5 losses, too, because they had a legal touchdown given to them. Auburn should actually be in the national championship game. I'm starting the petition right now. Auburn in the national championship going for their 10th national title right now.
Here's what's going to be interesting with all of that with Georgia and Alabama, real quick. What are they going to do with Texas A&M, who didn't play either one of them, who has one loss?
They dropped A&M down to the lowest of the one-loss teams.
Even more so than Ole Miss?
Yep.
Rankings are BS.
Yeah, I want a computer model again.
No, I don't want a computer model. I don't want anything.
Well, you got to rank them somehow.
No, you don't.
How are you going to seed?
Listen. Play all the games. You don't have to have seedings until it's all said and done.
But I'm saying the final seeding, how do you determine? You still have to determine the seeding somehow.
You do that then. You don't worry about ranking. Should never matter in seeding. It don't matter in college basketball when they play the NCAA tournament. That doesn't matter in seedings at all.
But you still have a committee that seeds them.
Yes, but you don't consider rankings to where they're going to be seeded. That's my point.
Yeah, but
you go on their contract of work, what they've done through the season and what they've done in their conference championship.
But
game.
You still have a committee that seeds them.
Yes, but
that's what I'm saying. I want a computer model to seed them.
No. I'm good with a committee seeding them. All I'm saying is don't have anything until all the ball games are over.
I'd be fine with that.
Why do you have rankings now? And if they say a conference championship loss shouldn't keep you out of the playoffs, then why didn't they rank the 12 the other day? Why didn't they have the 12 rankings the other day? If James Madison deserves to be in, they're in, regardless of whether Duke wins or Duke don't. That's my point.
Well, you still have Virginia ahead, and you still have...
Well, that's what I'm saying. If Virginia deserves to be in, if they win, fine, but that shouldn't have any bearing on James Madison.
But they have to have five conference champions.
I get that, okay? The other seven, you pick them accordingly.
Yeah.
Okay? That's what I'm saying.
That's the
But the rankings are controlling that too much. Too much. I just... Rankings don't mean anything. What do rankings mean in the Alabama High School Athletic Association when football playoffs start? Nothing. It don't.
That's because you have a larger playoff.
But see, it's the same thing, Giddens. You win your area or you win your conference championship in college. You're going to go or play depending on how you did in the regular season, not by a ranking.
But even in the current college football model, not every conference champion gets to play for the national championship.
I understand that.
It's unlike in high school football where every region champion gets to compete for the state championship.
That's what I'm talking about, though. They're
what is rogue. Alex's opinion on this? Alex is completely checked out.
I'm checked out.
Alex,
I'm
checked out. At his phone.
I've checked out with here. Hunter Yurecek.
Yeah, Hunter Yurecek is also checked out every time he's on the TV.
6'7". Thanks, Rich.
Oh, God. Not again.
Thanks, Rich.
I'm out of here.